Today's learnings from Litzos, Rivka Bas Yehuda. Both Moshe ben Daniel and Yecheskel Shragar from Yehuda's Yahrzeit is tonight. So the Neshamas have an Aliyah. It's also be Schuss for Shalom, Chai Moshe Malcolm, and Brach B'Sar Malcolm, Ati Yitzchum, and Fagel Dino, and Schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Siman Reish Samach. We were talking about our Erev Shabbos prep for Shabbos. We're holding in the Mishnah Berurah by Sif Katan Vav. We're talking about cutting our nails for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Be'erev Shabbos, U'biyoyim Mishi on Thursday, Makbid and Shaloi Litlan. So although if you nails get long, it's brought down. You're not supposed to have long nails. A lot of Kabbalah and that, but you should specifically not cut your nails on Thursday. Why not on Thursday? It says the nature is that your nails start growing on the third day that you from when you cut it. So if you cut it Thursday, so it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So it starts cutting. It starts growing on Shabbos. In Cain, ain't that tikkun kvod Shabbos? Let's say. So it's really we're supposed to have in mind when we're cutting our nails. It's just seven to santa zech, and we'll talk about it more in a moment. But take cutting nails as an example, right? You can take cutting nails and you can cut your nails, or you can take cutting nails and say, I'm having a mind to cut it l'kavod Shabbos. So when you do that, all of a sudden your cutting nails became an elevated mitzvah of cutting it. So if you cut it on Thursday, since they start growing back on Friday, it's really a p'isa in the kavod Shabbos because it's gonna start growing back on Shabbos. So Thursday is not a day we should try to avoid cutting our nails, definitely our fingernails on Thursday. It's brought down in Al Pi Kabbalah. You should not cut your fingernails and your toenails on the same day. And you should not cut your fingernails on any other day other than Erev Shabbos. As you said, if your nails get long, you could cut them on other days. You should do the feet on Thursday, and your hands on the sixth day. Issa b'gemara, it's brought down the gemara. Somebody who burns his nails is considered a chassid. Kovrin, you bury them, is a tzaddik. Zarkin, you throw them away, where people you just throw them on the floor, basically, is it considered a rasha. Shema tavolem isha muberes, utapel, that there is a shade that comes, this tumah that comes with the nails. And if a pregnant woman would step on it, chas v'shalom, she can have a miscarriage because of it. It brought down that flushing it down the toilet is l'chayra like kavron. It's not on the madrega of seraph, and a lot of the gedolim, Chaim Kanievsky, the Chazanish, a lot of them would burn it. But again, throwing down the toilet, at least you're a tzaddik. L'chaim, bebeis ha-medrash, d'loy shchichen nashi, if you're in a place that women no, never walk, oy beis ha-medrash, sh'asa rak l'chatzah ha-nashen l'chud, you're in a mikveh that's only used for men, mutalizrak, you don't have the problem, you are allowed to throw it out. Gam issa shem ha-gemara. Another thing, this is just an important thing to know, the aim that this concern that your fingernails can chas v'shalom be mazik someone is only if it's in the place that it fell. So let's say you're cutting your nails and you're going to flush them down the toilet, but one of the nails flew away and it landed somewhere on the floor. You're having a hard time finding it. If you go ahead and you collect it and you move it to, you throw it to another spot, less lumbar. So if you do have that situation where you lost the nail, you should at least try, you take the towel and sweep it around, so at least the nail shouldn't remain in the same spot that it fell. Because of a precious immigration aleph, bekan dimchasa bebeis machon neshchichin nashi. If you cut your nails in a place that women do pass by, but enough of me other tzas for not some of them fell down. You should take a broom and sweep it around, as I just explained, because then it loses that concern of being mazik someone. Now your rabbi kasev, the dafka the efkishachichin chutz lechei davishini makom. Now the rabbi says that may not work because it's only if you take it into another room. Okay, now here's the next important thing about cutting nails. You should remember that you should wash your hands with a kais, Natilas Yadayim, after, don't make a bracha, after you cut your nails, because of the tumah the ruach tumah that comes on your hands from cutting your nails. Okay, Sifkat and Zayin. Another thing we said you should do, preferably Erev Shabbos. If you can't do it Erev Shabbos, it's preferable to do it as close to Shabbos as you can. In other words, better Thursday night is better than Thursday day. Thursday day is better than Wednesday. So the closer you can do it to Shabbos, the more covered Shabbos it is. Legalchan, betarag misbarayim, with a scissor or a razor. Vatam, kadesh lo yikonis, le Shabbos kshimanuvel. You shouldn't come into Shabbos when you're unkempt. Yesh mekoy m'shem egalchan enoyim sabayim rosh chodesh, afil achal b'yoyim erev Shabbos. There are those places that would not cut your nails or take haircuts on rosh chodesh, even if it fell on Erev Shabbos, because that's what Rabbi Yehuda chassid. Now, we all know Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that's on Erev Shabbos, that's which is the only time you can take the haircut, then we do take the haircut on Erev Shabbos. Tam, I saw, very beautiful, when a person comes to take a haircut, it's an amazing what you can have with a few kavanas by your haircut, how many mitzvahs you can keep, right? So you go ahead, you go take a haircut. You take a haircut, you try to do it on Friday or as close to Shabbos, and you have in mind when you're taking the haircut that you are going to take this haircut because of you want to look good for Shabbos, you want to look good for Yontif. So right away, your haircut became covered Shabbos, covered Yontif. Second, you have in mind that I'm going to make sure that I'm not cutting off my payas, right? So now you are being yotze the mitzvah of not, right? You're not allowed to, about having payas, right? So just from sitting there and taking a haircut, which could be a regular mundane thing that I'm taking a haircut, with these kavanas, you are able to have turned the haircut into a number of different mitzvahs. Agav, I know I'm digressing, but once we're talking about the haircut and the mitzvahs and the kavanas that you can have in the haircut, I saw a beautiful vart many, many years ago from the Bava Rebbe Zecharino Livracha, Bava Rebbe Zecharino Livracha. He said as follows. He says, why is it that we make this whole celebration by taking a haircut by when a kid is 3 years old? And what do we call? We say to the kid, we say, with gemacht payas, we made payas, right? See, the Bava Rebbe says, first of all, why are we making such a big celebration about it? And second of all, we didn't make payas, right? If you think about it, we did not cut that area. We actually did nothing to the payas, right? Why is it called making payas, right? You cut the rest of your head, and naturally you have payas because this part you didn't shave, you didn't take it off, so you have payas. Why is that called making payas? On the fact we actually do nothing to the payas is how we make payas. And Bava Rebbe says that's exactly the message that we're teaching the children as a message for life, that in Yiddishkeit, sometimes the not doing is the doing. Sometimes, you know, biting your tongue and not saying something is more valuable than the some saying. So sometimes could be something that's totally fine, totally mutter to do, but you choose not to do it is greater is the ikar. Just a beautiful chat in the upsharon minig and the making of the payas. Okay, let's go back over here. Lo yitol. Actually, after I think we have to go back to the. I don't think we did the mechaber over here yet. Okay, says Derma, V'mhoye sayer reishus gedolus, if your hair was long, mitzvah legalchen, you have a mitzvah to take a haircut, so we did the Mishnah Berurah on that already. U'kshenoytel tziparna, when you cut your nails, lo yitel kesidron, you should not cut them in order, okay? V'yaschul b'smoil, you start with your left hand, b'kmitza, u'b'yamin b'etzma, you start with your index finger, you first do your left hand, we'll see, not everybody agrees with this, and you start with the pinky, and then you go with the right hand, you start with the index finger. If it's similar there, the Bahaga b'smoiloi u'bedaga b'yamin. The way of remembering it, right? So you have Beis Hey Gimel Dalad Beis Hey Gimel Aleph on the left, and the on the right you do Beis Dalad Aleph Gimel Hey, right? B'yamin. Oh, actually Dalad Aleph Gimel Hey in the right, and Beis Hey Gimel Aleph on the left. If you don't remember this exact order, the ikka that's being brought down over here is you should not do them in order. You don't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You mix them up. Let's see in Mishabur Layito. Betashbats Kosov Shemaram Loy Dikka. Because the Maram, he would cut them in order. V'chein Kotzva Alari. Kamakim Yeshle Zayl L'chatchila. Chatchila, you should not do it in the order. It's brought down. Some start with the right hand. Some start with the left hand. Al Pi Kabbalah. When you cut your nails. Okay, let's start with Sif Cotton Base. Sif Base, not Cotton Base, Sif Base. Kishayiya Samach L'Chashecha, when it comes to close to evening, Yishalan Chabesa, you should ask your people in your house, Baloshin Raka, in a soft voice. You shouldn't go ahead and be scary, as we'll see. Isartem, did you take Maaser? Because we'll learn you can't take Maaser on Shabbos. And this one is not so applicable today, but we can all imagine what are the things that we have to worry about. Did you shut the light in the refrigerator? Did you put up the urn? Did you put on the blech? Right? What are, did you do whatever needs to be done? So that you should have, did you put the food on the blech? So you should have hot food on Shabbos. Did you light are the candles ready? So when it gets close to evening, not when it's evening already, you should remind them. Did you isartem, a raftem? Did you make the aruvi chatzeris if you need one? Hifrashtem challah. Did you take off challah off the dough? The yoimalahem hadlikis aner, and you should tell when they say yes, they've done it. Remind them that they should light the candles. So obviously these things are contingent on what is the most applicable things that you need to do in that area. So if it's something you don't need to do, obviously you don't have to ask. Let's see. You should do this before Bein HaShemashos when it's still Vadei day. We'll see in the next siman, we'll start getting into when is night, when is day. You just have enough time, you have to add on from weekday onto Shabbos. So why, if that's the case, don't we ask much earlier? He says it's a double-edged sword. If I ask too early, they can say, don't worry, I still got plenty of time. If I ask too late, there won't be enough time. So you got to ask as close to Shabbos as possible. There should be enough time for them to still fix it if they didn't do it. Balashin Raka with a soft voice. Ki heichat alakablamina. So it's accepted. Ula olam is important message. Al yathala the mamie yisera b'toch besa. Don't create a great fear in your house. Because of this fear, they're going to end up being Mechal Shabbos. They know, oh, Tati gets very upset if we don't have the soup very hot, and they might move the soup from a spot on the blech that they forgot to put it in spot A and B, and they're going to move it from spot C into spot A and B because they're worried that Tati is going to get angry if he comes home and the soup is not hot enough. So if you create this fear, you put in your family in a position, they're going to be Mechal Shabbos. And they're going to end up feeding you something that you're not going to eat by mistake. They used the milchig spoon and it was not a ben yoyim, and it wasn't batel b'shishim, but they're scared, so they're going to feed it to you. If you create the great fear in your house, you're going to cause, not only you will come to Averis, but you're going to cause the other people to sin. All these things you can't do on Shabbos. Therefore, you have to remind them to do it before Shabbos. Araftem, ubekaimish ain derech laniach aruvi chetzeres, a place that you don't need aruvi chetzeres. Kimi erev Pesach leerev Pesach, they just make once a year, and that's good for the whole year. They put away the box of matzahs. Vegam aruvi tchumen ain derech laniach. If they don't have a reason to put in aruvi tchumen, ain tzarech laim. Is obviously you don't have to say that you do an erev if you don't need to do it. Hifrashtem challah, did you take off challah? So that's again assuming that somebody baked right before Shabbos. We don't ask this. He writes a reason. The reason he writes is because challah in chutz laretz, if you didn't take it, we'll get into the halacha a different time, but if I made bread and on Shabbos I realized I didn't take off challah, I can still eat the bread and leave over a piece and say and have in mind that the piece I leave over at the end is going to be the challah and then make that challah after Shabbos. So therefore, it's not so concerning if you didn't do it before Shabbos. Ach be'erev Pesach, be'vadei tzarech lishon erev Pesach, if you have erev Pesach that fell on Shabbos, right? So erev Pesach, Shabbos, you can't leave over any bread, right? Because it's chametz, right? So you got to make sure to finish all the bread. If you didn't take challah beforehand, you can't finish the bread. You have to leave a piece over, which would be problematic. So even today, where if you made fresh bread for Erev Shabbos Pesach, you have to make sure to ask, remind them, did you take off challah? Because if you didn't take off challah, you're going to be out of luck. Then challah b'Shabbos tzarech lishon b'Erev Shabbos ayin sham. Hadliku, did you light the candles? B'hadliku, b'Pasach tachas hahei. B'lashon tzivu, you're commanding, you're saying, light the candles. Not hidliku, did you light the candles? You're asking the question before the candles were lit, because once the candles were lit, they're already makabel Shabbos. So you're saying, hadliku, light the candles. Ain't shach shayla, it's not a question. The harayish lahidlak, besides the fact you see that they're not burning. Meiser, did you take meiser? You can ask, did you do the meiser? Did you take the challah, right? But when it comes to the candles, look at the table, you see that the candles weren't lit. V'u'adin shezirim sheyifsikum la'asa malacha, says the Mishabru, you should also remind them, you got to stop doing malacha. V'im was b'beis hamedrash oy b'makom achor. What happens if you go to shul early while they're still doing melacha? Tzarech lishloach achor she'asim lizah. You should have somebody to make sure that they know when Shabbos is. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Emet Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.